أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون. إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.
علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also sisters listening at the madrasa, over receivers. Once again, there was a completion of the Quran Sharif, so therefore a few things about the Quran Sharif. Because the Quran Sharif is not only for some hafiz of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is for every mu'min, every Muslim, everyone who believes in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, believes in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as Khatamun Nabiyyin, believes in Jannat, Jahannam, Akhirat, life after death. If the person believes in those things, then the Quran Sharif is for each and every one of those individuals. Every Muslim, every believer has to be attached to the Quran Sharif. Hafiz Muhammad Habib Khaki was a student of Maulana Farooq's Saluji Sahib. Allah Ta'ala accept his completion of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala reward his ustad, parents, and all those who were involved in assisting him, helping him towards its completion. And may Allah Ta'ala give him the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif in abundance, to learn the meaning of the Quran Sharif, to practice upon it and to propagate it, and to respect and have azmat of that Quran Sharif which Allah Ta'ala has put into his heart. So the Quran Sharif, as I said, was not only for some hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Generally, if there is a gathering where some students complete the Quran Sharif, then we think that it is for that hafiz sahib. It's not only for that hafiz sahib, it is for each and every one of us. What kind of attachment do we have to the Quran Sharif today? Each and every one of us must ask ourselves the question that what kind of attachment do we have to the Quran Sharif? We may be making some recitation, some of us, we recite some Quran Sharif with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala after Fajr, after Isha, or before going to bed, or some part of Tahajjud if somebody is making. Some recitation of the Quran Sharif in the lives of some individuals is there. But I'm not talking about that kind of recitation which we term as rasmi recitation. That means it has become a habit, customary. Our grandfathers used to recite Quran Sharif in the morning, so we too recite some Quran Sharif in the morning. I'm not talking about that kind of recitation. I'm talking about where our hearts are attached to that Quran Sharif, where the azmat of that Quran Sharif is in our hearts, where we know whose kalam we are reading and reciting. We are not reading some novel. We're not reading some storybook. Even if a person knows the meaning of the Quran Sharif and is coming across the stories of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, if he's coming across the history of the Muslims, still he is not reading a history book. He is not reading a book of stories. He is reading the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Kalamul muluk e mulukul kalam. Badshah ka kalam jo hota hai, wo sab kalamo ka badshah hota hai. It is a kalam of whom? The king of all kings. The one in whose hands lies our lives, the whole universe, everything that has been created, the control of the heavens, the earth, the waters of the ocean, the jungles, the forests, this world, the akhirat, everything in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we are reading His kalam. Now do we read the kalam with that kind of azmat in our hearts? Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to open the Quran Sharif, fall down unconscious. When he gains a little bit of consciousness, again he tries to read, sometimes he falls down unconscious again. And then what does he utter? Haza kalamu Rabbi. Haza kalamu Rabbi. This is the kalam of my Rabb. This is the kalam of my Rabb. It's not just recitation. Kammiyat. We are all after kammiyat these days. How much did we recite? And that too I'm only talking about a percentage of the Muslims. If not, then the television, the radio, and all the other magazines and newspapers which have entered our homes, they have taken up all our time. We get up, a few people may be listening to some qiraat or reading their own Quran Sharif or making some salat. But the majority, we always talk about majority. We are not talking about the minority in this case. When it comes to our ibadat, zikr, tilawat, then we must not look at majority. At that time, we must not think that if we are in the minority, then how will Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala assist and help us? There we look at who is with us if we are obeying Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then even if we are in the minority, Allah Ta'ala is with us. Here what I am talking about is practice upon the Quran Sharif or this reading the Quran Sharif, making it a habit of tilawat of the Quran Sharif, which was prevalent in our grandfather's times during the holidays and even in our madrasa days. We used to see after Fajr, anywhere you walk, somebody is reading the Quran Sharif. You can only hear Quran Sharif, everywhere Quran Sharif. In the villages you used to go visiting Quran Sharif. They used to place their beds outside because of summer, they have their beds outside. Now Fajr time, after Fajr, when you are taking a walk and going back to your home, throughout you will hear nothing but the Quran Sharif. But what has it been replaced by? The television, the news broadcast, the newspapers. Hardly hear those sounds of the Quran Sharif anymore. So these things have taken up our time. We don't have that kind of tilawat in our lives anymore. So there's an exception, a small percentage that may be reading the Quran Sharif. But in that small percentage also, there's only a very small percentage that's reading it and reciting the Quran Sharif with the azmat of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. And that's all I wish to convey to you tonight. That recitation of the Quran Sharif must not be just how many paras I recited. Unfortunately, even in tawafs, it is the quantity of tawafs that we make. A person will brag, 50 tawafs I made, 20 tawafs I made, so many tawafs I made. By how much of tajalli did you get in those tawafs? What khulus did you have in that tawaf? What kind of kayfiyat did you have in that tawaf? The same with the recitation of the Quran Sharif that I recited so many paras. Every day I recite 15 paras, 20 paras. We must not look at Hazrat Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Alayh and those people who recited one Quran Sharif during the day and night. Those people, even if they recited 20 Quran Sharifs during the day and night, they recited with such azmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that we can't even imagine. For them, every word of the Quran Sharif that they were reciting, there was azmat of the Quran Sharif that was in their hearts. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to look at that with what muhabbat, with what khulus, we read the Quran Sharif. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got a system. And that has been mentioned in the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Inna Allah ta'ala yarfa'u bihazal kitabi aqwaman wa yadawu bihi akharin. That is the usul, that is the principle. Because Allah ta'ala has revealed the Quran Sharif as Hablullah. It is the rope of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One end of the rope is in our hands and one end of the rope is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now if you want to go up, how else do you go up but to hold fast to that rope? That's how you'll be pulled up. If we want somebody to pull us up from a well, we are deep down in the well, and we want somebody to pull us up, then how will the person pull up? The person that's down there must hold fast to that rope. He must cling on very, very firmly to it. Then only the other person will be able to pull him up. But if he's holding on to that rope is very loose, there is a weakness, he's not holding tight enough, then there's a possibility that halfway is up and then it goes down. So to pull a person out, that person has to hold tight. It reminds me of one Latifa, that there was one person that was climbing a tall, long tree, very high. Climbed and climbed and climbed and went away right up. Climbing was easy. But now when he looked down, it was difficult to come down. So all stupid people were in that village also. So they looked at him and they said, well, how do we bring him down now? He is also screaming, shouting from there, bring me down. So one wise man of the village came. He looked at him up, down three times. And they said, easy to bring him down. Bring one rope. So throw the rope. So they threw the rope. So tie it around your neck. Tied it around his neck. He said, now pull. So when they pulled, he came down. And that was the end of his life. So the people start saying, what did you do? What kind of advice you gave? He said, I don't know how that happened, but I know lots of people from the well, we pull them out like that through the... In the well, we threw them a rope and that's how we pulled them up. So now he was using his intelligence, that is how we pull people out from the well. So from the top also you bring people down like that. That is exactly our situation today. That's exactly our situation today. That we are looking at the taraqqi and the progress that world people are making. The Yahud, the Nasara, the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen. We're taking interest, giving interest, opening up casinos and discos and selling all kinds of haram. And flooding their shops and marketplaces with liquor and with wine. And running prostitute quarters, and they're getting rich and multi-rich. So now we looked at them, so we said, well, this is how you go up. This is how you go up. So we too lost sight of what the Quran Sharif says and what Rasulullah says, and we said, well, this is how from you go up. Nevertheless, so the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got this system that whosoever will hold on fast to the teachings of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will give that nation, that people a respect, dignity. Allah Ta'ala will put their awe into the hearts of the enemies. And not only awe and fright and fear, Allah Ta'ala will put such kind of attraction in their lives that people will come into the fold of Islam in large numbers, as it happened in the time of the Sahabas, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So the recitation of the Quran Sharif, as I said, that in a small percentage we will find that kind of azmat with which they are reciting. If not, then it is just how much we have recited. How many people for years and years they are reciting the Quran Sharif? But if you have to ask that after that what? How much of azmat did you get of Allah Ta'ala by the recitation of that Quran Sharif? What else was the maqsad and the purpose?
Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai. Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai.
Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai.
Ghaflat ki neend mein sula rakha hai. Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai. Ghaflat ki neend mein sula rakha hai. Is daur mein khush naseeb wo hai akbar. Jisne Quran Majid khula rakha hai.
Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai. Ghaflat ki neend mein sula rakha hai. Sleep of negligence. The forgotten deen. Only that person is khush naseeb in these days, O Akbar. The person who has got his Quran Sharif open. Meaning is making amal on the Quran Sharif. Then he is khush naseeb. So these huffaz of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen them from the millions and millions of people. Allah ta'ala has chosen them to memorize the Quran Sharif. With the efforts of the Tabligh Jamaat, the waaz and nasihats of the ulama-e kiram, the madaris, the masajid, the khanqas, the mashayikh, the literature, alhamdulillah, it has created an interest in the hearts of so many people to become hafizes of the Quran Sharif. Anywhere you go, you'll find little children becoming hafizes and hafizas. Recently, I was one place, a six-year-old girl, she's about completing the Quran Sharif. And you go to India, you'll find so many hafizas of the Quran Sharif, 9, 10, 11, there's so many. And even here now, there are so many hafizas and hafizas of the Quran Sharif. So that is something to be extremely happy and pleased with, that this is the mu'jiza of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has made it easy to by heart the words and memorize the words of the Quran Sharif. It's impossible to by heart and memorize a kitab or book which we do not understand the language of. But little children are memorizing it. If that's not a miracle, then what else it is? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had many miracles. With his finger he split the moon into two. Water gushed forth from his fingers. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could see ahead, he could see behind him, he could see on his sides. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so much mu'jizats are recorded. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, those mu'jizats and those miracles went with him. But one mu'jiza which challenges mankind till the day of Qiyamah is the mu'jiza and miracle of the Quran Sharif.
وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Allah Ta'ala is challenging. Just one ayat. In some places 10 ayahs, then one ayat. But challenge of the Quran Sharif, that brings something similar to the Quran Sharif. The poets of that time, who were masters in poetry and in oratory, but they failed to bring one ayat to match the quality of the Quran Sharif. Because it is kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They understood what the Quran Sharif was. Therefore they accepted Islam after listening to the Quran Sharif, if they came with an open mind. Zammad came to treat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his madness, na'uzu billahi min zalik. They said he's majnoon, or he's a sahir, he's this, he's that. So he came to treat him, because he was known as a great master in treating these kind of people. But after listening to the Quran Sharif, he became a Muslim and a mu'min. And so many incidents. Just listening to one ayat of the Quran Sharif, whole tribes became Muslims. That's a kind of power and force that this Quran Sharif had. So recitation of the Quran Sharif, the alfaz of the Quran Sharif is extremely important whether we understand or we do not understand. There are many people who now just take translation of the Quran Sharif and they read the translation and they say that we are better off than those people who are just reading the words of the Quran Sharif and not understanding. So they have to understand that it's not only the meaning of the Quran Sharif that is sufficient. If that was the case, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would have sent one copy in the language of the different nations. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was an Arab. But Allah Ta'ala knew that this Quran Sharif has to be till the day of Qiyamah. So instead of us sitting and translating the Quran Sharif and giving the meaning of the Quran Sharif in which we make so much of mistakes and errors, Allah Ta'ala could have sent one translation which would have been the perfect translation for each and every community of the world. So then in this masjid we didn't have to then read the Arabic. We should have just taken the English translation revealed by Allah Ta'ala in English. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad said sometimes his wahi used to come in English. And the name of that Jibreel of his was Tichi Tichi. Ye unka Jibreel tha wo. Some of his revelations of Mirza Ghulam are in English. And he said, Tichi Tichi brings it down from the heavens. So, my khayal se, teacher, ustaz, Tichi Tichi kar diya. So, the Quran Sharif was the miracle, it's a mu'jiza till the day of Qiyamah. In Muzaffarnagar once, there was a very, very big gathering. And there, Maulana knows that sometimes some gatherings can be 200,000 people, 500,000 people. Now, there's a very huge gathering. There was a bayan that was being given. The Maulana recited one verse and suddenly he stopped. And then he said that mujhe zara tashabu lag raha hai. There is a little bit of confusion. I want to correct this verse. So any hafiz in this majma, please stand up. From this side, that side, that side. So many hafizes stood up. Little children, elderly people, young, old, people with white beards, people who are in middle age and the youth. So many hafizes got up in that majma. He said, Alhamdulillah, I didn't get confused. Nothing. But this majma which is here, not for the jalsa of a Quran Sharif khatam, is just here, came for some, listening to some bayan on some other subject. But by the way, I just said, how many hafizes here stand up? So many stood up. So imagine what kind of a miracle the Quran Sharif is. That can anybody burn up the copies of the Quran Sharif, na'uzu billah, and then say, well, now we don't have any copy left, so how can we believe that the Quran Sharif is the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Little children will recite it, and they will write it up overnight. Look at the mu'jiza in the hearts of so many people Allah ta'ala has put the Quran Sharif. So the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala raises a people, those who practice, make amal on the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala gives them respect. They have attached themselves to the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and they are practicing and making amal. That is the most important thing, and this is something that I go on saying and I will go on saying inshallah till my dying day if there are jalsas of this kind. That if you have to look at the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you just cannot avoid amal on those, on the teachings of the Quran. Or you cannot believe that just by reading the Quran Sharif it is sufficient. You will have to after reading those hadiths, believe that amal on the teachings of the Quran Sharif is extremely important if you want to be receiving those crowns of Noor on the day of Qiyamah, or if the Hafiz wants that his parents also must be crowned on the day of Qiyamah, and he must be able to take 10 people from his family who have been condemned to the fire of Jahannam, but to take them to Jannat, make shafaat for them, then he has to first make amal on it. Man qara al Quran wa amila bima fi ulbisa walidahu tajan yawm al qiyamah. The person recites the Quran Sharif but makes amal on that which is in the Quran Sharif, that is extremely important. Then his father will be given crown of Noor. And he will make shafaat for 10 family members who were destined for the fire of Jahannam, take them to Jannat. Also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when it comes to the hifz, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Man qara al Quran fastazharahu fa ahalla halalahu wa harrama haramahu adkhalahu al jannah." And that is where he mentions about the 10 people going to Jannat in that hadith. So main thing is that he considers the halal as halal, haram as haram. He stays away from the discos, the cinemas, the theaters, the gambling dens, the prostitute quarters. A hafiz and disco do not go together. A hafiz and a reef club, how can it ever go together? Does not he even think that who do I have in my heart? What do I have in my heart? How can I take this Quran Sharif which is in my heart and go into the disco, and to go into the reef club? How can a hafiz be taking drugs, polluting his soul? How can a hafiz be in adultery, in fornication? And yet we know that these days a person completes the Quran Sharif, there's a big jalsa, sometimes thousands of people in the jalsa, and that very evening he's going and meeting his illicit beloved, or he's going to the rave club, or he's going to some other haram. So where is the azmat of that Quran Sharif then? So all Hifz classes, this is essential, that there must be azmat of the Quran Sharif that must be instilled into the hearts of the learners. They must understand that we are bringing into our hearts the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Bani Israel, in Zamakhshari there is a mention of a hadith that one of their characteristic was this, that they used to cover their kitabs. They used to cover their kitab with beautiful covers. They used to put silk on the covering. They used to really look after the kitab itself. They used to put beautiful covering. They used to have it written in gold. Outward respect of that kitab they used to show tremendous. But they never abstained from the haram, and they never did that which Allah Ta'ala had ordered them to do. That is why Allah brought such disgrace, such suffering, such humiliation upon them. That either they didn't practice on the book, total rejection of that book, or they took parts of it, whatever suited them, they made amal on that and balance of that, they forgot about it. So unfortunately we as Muslims are doing the same thing. So outward respect we show of the Quran Sharif. If our child has to throw the Quran Sharif down, how angry we get. Quran Sharif, how can you throw it down? Pick it up, kiss it, put it on the shelf. Now all that is essential, nothing wrong with that, that's good. At least we're showing the child azmat of the Quran Sharif. But how much amal do we make on that which is in the Quran Sharif?
ताकों में सजाया जाता हूँ, आँखों से लगाया जाता हूँ, ताकों में सजाया जाता हूँ, आँखों से लगाया जाता हूँ, तावीज़े बनाया जाता हूँ, दो दो के पिलाया जाता हूँ, ताकों में सजाया जाता हूँ, आँखों से लगाया जाता हूँ, जुज़दान हरीर और रेशम के और फूल सितारे चांदी के, जुज़दान हरीर और रेशम के और फूल सितारे चांदी के, फिर इत्र की बारिश होती है, खुशबू में बसाया जाता हूँ, ताकों में सजाया जाता हूँ, आंखों से लगाया जाता हूँ, आई एम प्लेस्ड ऑन हाई शेल्व्स, आई एम पुट ऑन द आईज फॉर बरकत, तावीज़ आर मेड, आयात ऑफ द कुरान शरीफ फॉर नथिंग एल्स बट तावीज़, वी डोंट से इट्स नॉट परमिसेबल, बट वाज दैट व्हाट इट वाज रिवील्ड फॉर, खुशबू में बसाया जाता हूँ, जुज़दान हरीर और रेशम के, एग्जैक्टली लाइक व्हाट द बनी इसराइल डिड, द कवर्स इफ यू हैव टू सी ऑफ द कुरान शरीफ दीज डेज एंड द प्रिंटिंग ऑफ द कुरान शरीफ and the outward decoration on the Quran Sharif, then indeed it befits that Quran Sharif. But was that the only maqsad and purpose? Juzdan harir o resham ke, aur phool sitare chandi ke, phir itr ki barish hoti hai, put itr, put perfume on the Quran Sharif covers. جب قول و قسم لینے کے لیے تکرار کی نوبت آتی ہے, جب قول و قسم لینے کے لیے تکرار کی نوبت آتی ہے تب میری ضرورت پڑتی ہے, ہاتھوں پہ اٹھایا جاتا ہوں. ہاں, on so many occasions they say, Maulana, three times I picked up the Quran Sharif for taking qasam, still he doesn't believe me. So many times I took qasam on the Quran Sharif, doesn't believe me. And there's a need for qasam taking, that's the time we pick up the Quran Sharif. Bring the Quran Sharif. The person who never read Quran Sharif for the whole year or for his whole life also, he'll say, bring the Quran Sharif and take qasam on that. When a girl is getting married, then they give her a Quran Sharif with a vest of covers. جب قول و قسم لینے کے لیے تکرار کی نوبت آتی ہے تب میری ضرورت پڑتی ہے ہاتھوں پہ اٹھایا جاتا. I've read this many times, but suddenly it came to mind again. And wallah, it really touches the heart if we really have to understand what is being said in there. And if you look at our lives, and especially when you listen to this,
ہے مجھ سے عقیدت کے دعوے قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے, یہ مجھ سے عقیدت کے دعوے قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے, یوں بھی مجھے رسوا کرتے ہیں ایسے بھی ستایا جاتا ہوں, یوں بھی مجھے رسوا کرتے ہیں ایسے بھی ستایا جاتا ہوں.
Every Muslim says Quran Sharif, the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the guide for all mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Ask any Muslim, any weakest Muslim also, what is the Quran Sharif? He'll tell you, guide for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. My brother, it is a guide for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Is it not a guide for you? Is it not a guide for me? For mankind it is, but what about us? Is it not a guide for us? What about the laws of the Quran Sharif? What about the Salat? Quran Sharif says, Aqeemus Salah. And how many percentage of the Muslims is their salat 5 times a day? The Quran says zakat. How many Muslims give zakat the way that it should be given? The Quran says fasting. The Quran says hajj. The Quran says speak the truth. The Quran Sharif says that fulfill the trust. The Quran Sharif says that don't betray any trust. The Quran Sharif says if you make a promise, then fulfill those promises. The Quran Sharif says be kind to your parents. Be kind to the orphans, to the widows. The Quran Sharif says so many things. The Quran Sharif says don't speak lies. The Quran Sharif says don't gamble. The Quran Sharif says don't eat pork. Then we'll say, yeah, that's one thing I make amal on. Maulana, alhamdulillah, I don't eat pork. Alhamdulillah, Maulana, one amal I always make on the Quran Sharif teaching, I don't eat pork. But we will eat the flesh of a dead brother, ghibat, that we'll make all day. We don't get that enjoyment in biryani which we get in the eating of the flesh of the dead brother. And the Quran Sharif says, لا يخطب بعضكم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يخطب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه. Would you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother? So the Quran Sharif talks about ghibat. The Quran Sharif talks about pride and arrogance. The Quran Sharif talks about so many things. Now who's going to make amal on that? But we will say the Quran Sharif is a guidance for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. So this is what he is saying. Ye mujh se aqeedat ke daave qanoon pe raazi ghairon ke. When it comes to our marriages, our walimas, our feasting and our parties and our trade and our business transactions, and every other aspect of our life, then we are quite happy with the rules, the regulations, the customary practices of everyone else. But our aqidat and our dawah is this, our claim is this, that my aqidat is for the Quran Sharif. Is aise bhi mujhe ruswa karte hain.
aise bhi sataya jata hun. This is how they humiliate me, they disgrace me, they trouble me. The Quran Sharif says this is how they are troubling me. The Muslim Ummah is troubling me. Not the ghair Muslim, the Muslim is troubling me. So we read a lot of books, we read a lot of kitabs, we read a lot of poetry. Nothing wrong with that. If it's good literature, because it is encouraging the person to make amal on the Quran and Sunnah, so there's nothing wrong. If the person reads kitab, the person reads poetry, ashar of marifat, of haqiqat, or the person reads some other good Islamic literature that is intended to bring the person onto deen, so there's nothing wrong. Don't misunderstand me. But the azmat that we have sometimes for our mashayikh's kitabs and for our mashayikh's wazifas and for our mashayikh's guidance when it comes to literature, we don't seem to have that kind of azmat for the Quran Sharif. Whereas all wazifas one side and the tilawat of the Quran Sharif one side, the greatest wazifa of the time is the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. All the other zikr is also for the same reason, so that we may get the taste of the recitation of the Quran Sharif. That's what it is for. So that we get that enjoyment in the Quran Sharif. All those wazifas, they are recommended for the same reason, to purify this heart, so that when we read the Quran Sharif, we get the tawfiq of making amal. It is to remove that rust from our hearts. So let us make this jalsa of the Quran Sharif, which is a Mubarak jalsa. And I'm encouraging this, that this is how it should be. Forget all those invitations to thousands of people and having a big party and a feast. And at the end of the day, there's no natija of it. In the masjid on some occasion, because so many people are becoming hafizes now. For each student that's becoming a hafiz, 2,000 people being fed, 3,000 people being fed. Parties, big, big parties. And at the end of the day, even those people sometimes were organizing neither namaz in their lives, and no salat, no zakat, and even whilst the feeding is going on, azan can be taking place, you won't find all of the people in the masjid also. Then what kind of barakat will you get in those things? Unfortunately, that is my mizaj, that I say whatever I believe to be the truth, and nobody's power of wealth or property or anything else, alhamdulillah, affects me when I sit on this chair. And that I make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that it can be anybody, no matter who he may be. Can be the king or a ruler or anybody. But when I sit on this chair at that time, the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so much in front of me that I don't know who is sitting to in front of me. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan upon me. So what I am saying, it is from deep down my heart. And it is for the benefit of those who are to make amal. I'm not saying it is haram. Our Akabir have mentioned, and we always will quote Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, slaughtered one cow and this one did this and that one did that. But look at their lives first, that who they were, how much amal they made on the Quran Sharif. How many years it took Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala just to complete Surah Baqara? Was it because of his memory being weak? Hazrat Anwar Shah Kashmiri Ramatullah Alayhi just couldn't complete hifz of the Quran Sharif. And yet his memory is so outstanding that if you had to ask him regarding some kitab, which was in 20 volumes also, after 50 years, he'll say, go and pick it up, look at certain page, certain ayat, and this is written in the certain paragraph. Everything, he'll give the detail as if he read the kitab last night. He was called the walkie-talkie library. But yet Quran Sharif, when he used to open, the mazameen that used to open up in front of him, he just reads one ayat and he's gone into the ocean. That is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put that azmat of the Quran Sharif in their hearts. So let us bring that azmat of the Quran Sharif. These big, big jalsas and parties and all that, instead of that, any masjid where there is some gathering, just put the student there, let him finish the Quran Sharif, and then encourage him to read, learn, practice, and make dua, simple and easy. How simple and easy? Because people are now in competition taking loans. Wallah, I'm telling you the truth, because these are stories that have been told to me by not people who are not involved. Those very people who took loans, after they change their lives or they start coming to the majlis here or something, then they come and tell you what they were doing and what was happening. So now he says that one friend of this son of his, completed the Quran Sharif. Now his jalsa took place somewhere, massive jalsa, so many people were fed and so. Now he's demanding that I too must have a jalsa exactly like that. He says, I'm a poor person, I couldn't afford it. But now he was being taunted by his other friends. So he put the pressure on his parents. And they had to take loan and feed so many people. Now why should we put people into these kind of expenses? So those rich people also who can afford it, but take into consideration those poor children who are coming up from the different madaris. There are poor African children also who are becoming hafizes of the Quran Sharif now. So many places, in Newcastle, in Camperdown, in Stanger, in Durban, and so many places, and all over the country, so many of them. Now what is going to happen to those children? They will not be even able to afford one little toffee to give to anybody. So now their heart will burn. They will look, say that, hi, I wish I too had some rich parent who could afford to make a big jalsa for my completion of the Quran Sharif. But if it takes place like this, nothing, no problem. After that, whoever wants to feed a few people in his own home, he can do so. But at least in front of everybody, there's no big party. So it makes it simple and easy. Don't go just by halal haram. There are certain things where you have to take into consideration other matters too. Many a time they say, what's wrong with it? Is it haram? It says, not haram. But you must take into consideration all these other things. As I mentioned always, and I'll conclude on that, that if you are having a braai in your yard, and you've got a poor neighbor next door, so when the meat is going to be braaied, the fragrance and the aroma is going to go far and wide. So at that time, the children who are next door, who are poor, who can't afford it, they will inhale the fragrance and they'll say, hi, I wish we too could have had some braai. But we can't even afford a half a loaf of bread. So at such a time, then send some meat there, and if you can't, then braai it in your home inside. Make sure that you don't do it outside, and then, now we won't say it's haram now to do it outside, but what we'll say, consideration. It is such an important thing in the life of a Muslim. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal on the Quran Sharif. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the completion of this young child, and Allah ta'ala must make it a zariya of hidayat for him, and make his parents also get the crown of noor on the day of qiyamah for encouraging him to become a hafiz. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Oh my most generous, kind, compassionate Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, this Mubarak Jalsa, this Mubarak gathering where the completion of the Quran Sharif has taken place. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the completion, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, the student who has completed the Quran Sharif, preserve the Quran Sharif in his heart till his dying day. Give him the tawfiq of reciting the Quran Sharif in abundance. Give him the tawfiq of making amal on the Quran Sharif. And all those who have become hafizes and hafizas of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, sabko amal ki tawfiq ata farma. Ya Allah, give us also the tawfiq of learning the Quran Sharif, understanding the Quran Sharif, propagating the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, put the azmat and the love of the Quran Sharif into our hearts. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make tilawat like the Sahaba-e-Kiram mein. Ya Allah, jab hum Quran Sharif ki tilawat kare to humare dilon ke andar teri azmat itni ho. Ya Allah, there must be so much of your azmat, so much of your love, so much of your glory. Ya Allah, so much of your awe in our hearts. That, oh my beloved Allah, we get that enjoyment that you gave to the Sahaba-e-Kiram and to the Awliya-e-Kiram. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make amal on every teaching of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, we have become very, very negligent in our lives when it comes to the Quran Sharif. We are decorating our shelves with the Quran Sharif. We pour ether on the covers of the Quran Sharif. We make ta'weezes with the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, we take qasam on the Quran Sharif. Oh my beloved Allah, but we neglect the Quran Sharif. We do not read the Quran Sharif. We do not understand the Quran Sharif. We do not make amal on the Quran Sharif. Hey Allah, change the condition of our lives. Forgive each and every one of us. Whatever weakness we have, Ya Allah, overlook our weakness. Overlook the weakness and shortcomings of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the suffering of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, we know that we are the cause of our own suffering. My beloved Allah, because of our indulgence in sins and vices and evils, we are the cause of our own suffering. But oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. You dearly love forgiveness of sins. Ay Allah, humare dilo ka hal badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh my beloved Allah, how much of effort Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions made so that the teachings of the Quran Sharif may reach us. Oh my beloved Allah, accept each and every one of us for the service of your deen. Bless us with ikhlas in all our actions and all our amal. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Bless us with tawakkul, with yaqeen in you, with your muhabbat, with your marifat, with the love and ishq of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, jitne bhi dini kaam ho rahe, sab ko qubool farma. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khankao ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, puri ummat ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Puri ummat ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of duas for us. Ya Allah, so much of concern he had for his ummat. So much of his blood was shed for the sake of the ummat. So much of his tears were shed for the ummat. Ya Allah, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, the ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, adultery, fornication, porn sites on the internet, filthy, filthy magazines, the ummat, no salat, no zakat, no hajj in a large percentage of the ummat. How much of pain and injury you must be causing to him. Ya Allah, hame maaf kar de. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, cause the noor of the Quran Sharif to come into our hearts. Hey, mere pyare Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Take us to Madina Tayyiba, at the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Oh Allah, let our souls depart. Let our bodies become a patch of the earth of Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Ya Allah, all those who are instrumental in assisting in the completion of the Quran Sharif of Muhammad Kaki, Ya Allah, bless them in dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, all those who are becoming hafizas and hafizas, make it extremely easy for them to complete the Quran Sharif. Those who are becoming alims in the madaris, Ya Allah, make it extremely easy for them to become ulama. Bless them with ilm and nafi'. Ya Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, bless the workers of deen with ikhlas. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, all his life he made duas for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us, our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.